The brain is as much a model for the computer as the computer is a model for the brain.
At the NPS, computer scientists and neurobiologists had worked together for several years. From that association had come FormQ and programs like George and Martha, and new psychosurgical techniques and Psychedex. Psychedex was relatively simple. It was a test that took straightforward answers to psychological questions and manipulated the answers according to complex mathematical formulations. As the data were fed into the computer, Ross watched the screen glow with row after row of calculations. She ignored them. The numbers she knew were just the computer's scratch pad, the intermediate steps that it went through before arriving at a final answer. She smiled, thinking of how Gerhard would explain it. Rotation of 30 by 30 matrices in space, deriving factors, making them orthogonal, then weighting them. It all sounded complicated and scientific, and she didn't really understand any of it. She had discovered long ago that you could use a computer without understanding how it worked, just as you could use an automobile, a vacuum cleaner, or your own brain. The screen flashed, calculations ended, call display sequence. She punched in the display sequence for three-space scoring. The computer informed her that three spaces accounted for 81% of variance. On the screen, she saw a three-dimensional image of a mountain with a sharp peak. She stared at it a moment, then picked up the telephone and paged McPherson. McPherson frowned at the screen. Ellis looked over his shoulder. Ross said, "Is it clear?"
"Perfectly," McPherson said. "When was it done?"
"Today," she said. McPherson sighed.
"You're not going to quit without a battle, are you?"
Instead of answering, she punched buttons and called up a second mountain peak, much lower.
"Here's the last one previously."
"On this scoring, the elevation is..."
"Psychotic mentation," she said.
"So he's much more pronounced now," McPherson said. "Much more than even a month ago."
"Yes," she said.
"You think he was screwing around with the test?"
She shook her head. She punched in the four previous tests in succession. The trend was clear. On each test, the mountain peak got higher and sharper.
"Well, then," McPherson said, "he's definitely getting worse. I gather you still think we shouldn't operate."
"More than ever," she said. "He's unquestionably psychotic, and if you start putting wires in his head..."
"I know," McPherson said. "I know what you're saying."
"He's going to feel that he's been turned into a machine," she said.
McPherson turned to Ellis.
"Do you suppose we can knock this elevation down with Thorazine?"
Thorazine was a major tranquilizer. With some psychotics, it helped them to think more clearly.
"I think it's worth a try."
McPherson nodded.
"I do, too. Janet?"
She stared at the screen and didn't reply. It was odd how these tests worked. The mountain peaks were an abstraction, a mathematical representation of an emotional state. They weren't a real characteristic of a person, like fingers or toes, or height.